This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for February 10th. I'm Paul Plagg. SNECMA reports EASA has certified the SMA SR305-230E diesel engine for general aviation. Entry into service is scheduled for early next year. Flight Design reports the FAA has signed off on the neat amphibian LSA it displayed much of last year, including at Lakeland and Oshkosh. The CTLS float plane is now officially on the market in the U.S. Gulfstream's new G650 made a coast-to-coast flight of more than 1,900 nautical miles in 3 hours 26 minutes January 12th. Deliveries are expected to start next year. A Predator UAV, which may have been involved in spying over Yemen, has gone down. AFP News reports Al-Qaeda got to the scene fast enough to haul away the wreckage. EAA has released details regarding its $60,000 electric flight prize at AirVenture 2011. Applications are now being accepted. New Century's radial rocket tailwheel kit plane is now available as a tricycle RG model. The prototype made its first flight in Kansas in December. The first European airport to implement a runway status light control system will be Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris. Flight Design says it will show a proof-of-concept four-place airframe called the C4 at AirVenture this summer. FAI has confirmed Richard Smokey Young set an official international airspeed record last year running on Swift fuel. The plane is powered by a Continental 0200 and averaged 242.7 miles per hour over a 100-kilometer closed course in California. And 81-year-old Betty Trentonberg is finally crossed flying in an airplane off her bucket list. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, ANN's Jim Campbell talks with master balloonist Mark Sullivan about flying under a huge bag of hydrogen. I'm Paul Plagg. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.